If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-844-1675. 800-844-1675. 800-844-1675. That's 800-844-1675.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for taking the time to be here live. Well, obviously, right? Because I'm here and I'm talking to you, so I must be live.
Yes.
I'm live at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Trinity Health Freedom Expo. And I've got Dr. Brian Hooker coming out of my mouth. I know. My producer is saying, that does not look well, having words spilling out of your mouth. You gotta do something to move that over.
Okay.
Yeah, that's graphics good. Are not right. There we go. All right, we're better now. Okay,
perfect.
All right, so I know those of you that are listening are going, does it matter? I don't know. Well, it does to us, okay? It's kind of important. When he first sat down, he was Dr. Judy. Now he changed. No, he didn't. We're not doing that. That's really not what happened, even though he is from California. And they do a lot of that kind of weird stuff out there. I know. I lived out there for a number of years. Anyway, I want to welcome to the program. I'm so excited to have him with me. He was with us a few weeks back, and a powerful segment that we were able to do together. And Dr. Brian Hooker, childrenshealthdefense.org. Welcome, sir. Good to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Greg. It's an honor to see you in person and be here in person. I'm just smiling from ear to ear because I can just feel the Holy Spirit just coming off of this place. And I am delighted. What a way to start my morning.
Well, I'm so glad that you could be here to kick things off this way. You know, I might really quickly talk about the enemy did not want me here. I mean, he didn't want any of this. So I know God's got something really cool. They literally lost my wheelchair yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
And they left it in San Antonio. And when we landed, I'm waiting. My son gets off the plane. He's waiting. We're all waiting for the wheelchair to show up. And there's no wheelchair.
Mm.
And finally they came in and said, sir, I'm very sorry, but we don't have your wheelchair. And we don't know exactly where your wheelchair is.
Oh, no.
We've really lost it. We haven't just kind of lost it. We've actually really lost it. Anyway, they finally found it. It arrived at 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They did give me a rental because I'm wheelchair bound. I mean, that's a legitimate. I am wheelchair bound. So without a wheelchair, I don't go.
You don't move.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's kind of important
to
have
that.
I'm
glad they found it.
Yeah.
They found it, what, in Devil's Lake, North Dakota?
They found it in some room in San Antonio.
Okay.
They had actually thought it was theirs, and they had, I don't know.
Commandeered.
Prolificated it? No, that's we can't use that.
Pilfered.
They pilfered it.
Right.
And and then they had to find it, and they flew it back to me through Houston.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
crazy.
It's a well-traveled wheelchair.
It is, and in good shape, thank
good.
God.
Oh,
so,
good.
So I rolled the mile and a half to get here this morning, and and glad to be with you. Now first of all, is this your first health expo that you've been to, or have you been to several of these? Or
I went to the last one before COVID.
Okay,
and then I did the one online last year, which was definitely not the same. Nowhere near the same.
Sure,
it's so nice to be here and see everybody's maskless, smiling faces. And I enjoyed the conference so much back in 2019. I had to come back.
Talk to me about what you anticipate and expect here at the conference.
Well, in some ways, this is my tribe. These are the people that are like-minded, that are fighting the same battles, fighting similar battles, and are going about the business of healing people. Many, many brothers and sisters in Christ here as well. My host is a good Christian friend as well. And so, for me, it's like a weekend-long hug. There's just so much there. I feel so much love here, so much support. And we need these times of refreshing. When you're on the battle lines, when I'm hearing about the latest thing that Governor Gavin Newsom did to the state of California, I need to be refreshed.
Talk to me about that, because I have somebody very near and dear to me that is out there that does event planning and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And now, because they have a legitimate medical problem with injections, okay, they can't take vaccines. Period. They have a real serious medical reaction to what's in all vaccines.
Wow.
And so, as I understand it, because of the mandates, they are not able to attend the events that they themselves are, put together.
That are planning.
Right,
exactly.
No,
there's in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, both, there are vaccine passports. And so you can't really go to a restaurant. You can't go to a venue like a theater or a concert. Or even, I believe it goes down to the granularity of whether you want to go to a shopping mall unless you have your vaccine passport with you. A medical exemption should be a valid exemption in that particular instance, but many people are being turned away even if they have a valid medical exemption. It's a bureaucratic nightmare, which, California, summing it up, is a bureaucratic nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be a way that at least somebody that has a valid medical exemption should be able to go and get these services. I mean, they have to live, they have to exist in society, and the individuals like Gavin Newsom and then the collective mayors of Los Angeles and San Francisco really don't care. And they want to starve these people out until they get injected. And a lot of people, by getting injected, a lot more than really know it, are putting their lives in danger.
Talk to me about, what your concerns are relative to the outcome of receiving the injection. And I talked with Dr. Judy about this a little bit earlier today, and about, the fact Dr. Jane Ruby came out, who's done a lot of the testing.
Right.
And talked about how some of the people are getting placebo, some of the people are getting a percentage of the injection, other people are getting the full-on deal, the wallop. And I guess the wallop people are the ones that are in trouble.
Exactly. If you look at what's happening on the CDC's own database, the VAERS database, mm-hmm. which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, they report in the United States 7,000 deaths from the COVID-19 shot. But when you look at the VAERS database, we know that that's woefully underreported. That probably captures the latest estimates, around 2% of all of the vaccine adverse events. And when you do the math and the what's called the underreporting factor, in order to really estimate what are the actual number of deaths, and it translates to about 300,000 individuals in the United States dying from the COVID-19 vaccine. 300,000.
And of course, we Thomas Renz in his lawsuit has absolute affidavit evidence of at least another 80,000
that's added
to that. Now, Dr. Hooker, a lot of these people, because I had Jonathan Emord on just a little while back, and he was saying, you know, that yes, it's important that we don't have people that are putting out disinformation, bad information. Individuals like yourself and Dr. Judy and others that I'll talk to, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny later this afternoon that we'll visit with, are labeled as that, per se. But what I want people to understand is your credentials. Talk about who you are, what you've done, and why you have an authoritative position to speak about vaccines.
Absolutely, and I welcome the opportunity. I received my PhD from Washington State University in 1990. Wow, that's a long time ago. And I have been in the biotechnology industry. I've actually designed therapeutics like vaccinations up until my son's own vaccine injury in 1999. I've devoted the last 20 years of my life to spreading the word and doing research regarding vaccines, and specifically vaccine safety and vaccine adverse events. 20 years of my life, I've presented on this subject over 100 times. I have over 65 peer-reviewed articles in reputable world-renowned journals. And then at the same time, I'm a holder of five U.S. patents. So I've been doing this for a long time. I understand genetic engineering. I understand the bases for the new vaccines that have been introduced through this pandemic. And I am not spouting misinformation. This is the
facts.
Correct information. This is the right information. And I don't say that from an egotistical standpoint. I just want people to know this is the perspective where I'm coming from.
And I wanted people to be sure. I wanted to make sure we had a good record of who you are so that someone isn't out there, you know, that's a skeptic saying, yeah, okay, Pastor, come on. This is a man who is an expert in this field. We hear the term, and there was a man, an interview that was done recently with an epidemiologist. Now, what is an epidemiologist?
An epidemiologist is somebody that goes through medical records and looks at trends in populations and smaller groups of individuals called samples to see if there are cause and effect relationships and correlations between certain, for instance, medical interventions, certain environmental stressors,
okay,
and then different diseases, say like the exposure to plastics and plasticizers and breast cancer. You know, what's the correlation there?
Right.
So I have devoted, the last 20 years of my life towards the epidemiology of what is the effect of vaccines, specifically the child vaccination schedule, and adverse health outcomes.
Well, and again, how critically important, again, this issue is, especially with children. And when I talked with Dr. Judy, you know, we talked about how her research took the origins all the way back to 1934, meaning that here we have, for the last nearly 80 years, every single person that has received a vaccine for the last 80 years, any vaccine, has had their system corrupted. And now with mRNA, it compounds the issue.
Absolutely. Messenger RNA, this is a new technology. It's an untested technology. We don't know what the ramifications are long term for this technology, but there are biological mechanisms where the messenger RNA for the spike protein on the coronavirus itself can integrate into the human genome. So all of a sudden, these individuals become spike protein production factories permanently. permanently. They are, you know, there's a portion of the genome called HERV. It will readily accept the messenger RNA. It will become a part of the human DNA. And when that happens, those individuals make spike protein themselves, and they will make it forever.
Be right back. We're going to talk more about this, though. Stay tuned. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy. Just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-808-8323. 800-808-8323. That's 800-808-8323. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, live right now. We are live right here at the Health Freedom, Trinity Health Freedom Expo. If you're watching online, you can see all the awesome folks that are roaming around and checking things out. If you're in the Tinley Park area and you're watching live today, head on over to the Tinley Park Convention Center and come on in, get signed up to be a part of the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. My expert here next to me is a gentleman that I've had on the program before, and I hope that if you missed any of this, you need to share it with friends and make sure it's repeated. I want to welcome Dr. Brian Hooker, Children's Health Defense Org. Thank you again, Doctor, for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Absolutely.
So I'm talking about my doctor's office gave me this paper right here, and it basically it says, talk to patients about messenger RNA vaccines. Doc, fact or fiction?
This is a really, really good piece of fiction. It's all sunshine and roses about messenger RNA vaccines, but it's not the truth. It is not the truth whatsoever.
Talk to me about the things that are on that document that you evidentiary know to be false and disinformation.
Well, first of all, it says that the messenger RNA will be eliminated from the body quickly. Actually, the messenger RNA has been designed to be eliminated from the body very, very slowly, and it will persist in the body over a number of months. What we're being told is that the messenger RNA will persist for 2 weeks, but it's actually got something in it called a synthetic nucleotide. It's not natural. It's not a natural part of the human DNA. And the reason why that synthetic nucleotide is there is that it makes the mRNA more stable, so it will not be eliminated from the body, and it can persist in the body for long periods of time. Not only does it persist in the body for long periods of time, but it will make its way to your internal organs, and selectively for women, it will make its way to the ovaries. That is a very, very concerning development, and you know, this piece of fiction goes on to say that the messenger RNA vaccine doesn't affect fertility. Well, the CDC admits they don't even know whether it affects fertility. It's something that they're going to look at, because women who are taking this vaccine are having irregular periods now. Some of them who have not had periods have already gone through menopause, have started to spot. Some are spotting mid-cycle. The rate of miscarriages, for even by CDC's admission, if you look at CDC's paper, the rate of miscarriages for women in the first and the first portion of the second trimester is 82%. 82% of the pregnancies, wow, that where they received this vaccine before 20 months gestation ended up in a miscarriage. 82%.
Well, my understanding as well, relative to this is that it infests there, as you were mentioning before in our earlier segment.
Yes,
there's a protein reaction that takes place. So when they say, well, the mRNA does not breach the DNA directly, well, that's kind of true, but it's because, talk about how the protein reaction takes place. We've got about 30 seconds.
Okay. The body is a wonderful thing, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So the protein that is being formed, it's a genetic code. The genetic code hijacks the cellular mechanisms, and it makes the spike protein itself. The problem with that, not only can that integrate into the body's own DNA and cause permanent damage, but it also, the spike protein is the most pathogenic, it's the most lethal part of the virus, and we're setting that loose in the body, and it does a lot of damage to the body itself.
I'll be back.
Do you find yourself
this?
Turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.